Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's just enjoying his time, and he's going to join us. Oh, right now, he is hanging outside of Pittsburgh. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Mr. Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good, my man. How are you doing? Long time no talk to you.
Good.
Been on the Andy and Baskin show for 3 or 4 times. You haven't been on there, and I think things ran rather smoothly.
Well, that's because you were on the Jeff and Phelps show at
that point, Tim.
And that's why.
There you go.
All right. So right now,
I think we found the key to rating success.
Thank you. This is why you get all the quality when you read your stuff at Letterman Row, right?
Hey, that's Baskin Robbins. You know, you've been my favorite forever, man.
I know. It was weird. I was at the Woody Hayes this week, and you weren't there. It was just weird how things have changed.
Oh, did you go down there for the Ross Bjork thing?
I was there for the 7-on-7. For the high school stuff.
Oh, 707.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Why were you there for that?
I was watching my kid play.
Wow.
But I got to tell you.
How'd he do?
He did okay. He had one touchdown and dropped a touchdown. So what are you going to do?
It's my contention that if they sold tickets, they could actually make money on stuff like that.
I absolutely think they could. But I will say this, and before we change subjects, the fee they charge those high schools is pretty nominal. When you think about other camps and being able to do it.
Because they want them there, man.
Well, they do. I think they do 3 7-on-7s, which gives them 30, something like almost 90 teams. What I thought was interesting is, are they watching, or are they just kind of doing it to give these kids the feeling of being a part of Ohio State football for a day? Because, if that's what it is, it's a great treat, because I thought it was awesome.
Here's the thing about those things. I know you know this before we move on.
That's right.
They know who – I said, I know you know – before we move on to the other subjects. The thing about that is they know who they're watching to begin with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
and then this won't – you want verification, that this guy, boy, he's got the goods, stuff, whether it's a quarterback or a receiver and stuff. But as Ryan Dale say, even 707, it's like, it's not real football, but – it's about as close as you can come without guys really banging heads.
I think the biggest thing I got out of that was it doesn't matter where you go to school, and it doesn't matter how big your school is, and it doesn't matter how it's all kind of equal in Ohio. You could be on an offensive line at Ed's or Iggy up here and be playing with an all D1 line, but you might see someone from like Trotwood Madison. They show up, and you're looking at these kids, and you're like, you know what? They got the same size, and it was a great equalizer. That's the thing I think I walked away with it the most.
Yeah, and the main thing when they're looking at offensive linemen, number one, they got to have some size to them to begin with. But then they're looking at it, whenever they get in camp, is their feet, man. Their feet and their punching ability, anymore. So that's what it comes down to, because you don't even – they're always talking about a great fit in the culture, whatever. But, to be even considered to be a great fit, you still got to be damn good to begin with, you know? So, so you look for the damn good ones, and then you look for the ones that fit.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it was weird. I went over to Merritt Housing, and it was gone, so I didn't have a place to stay. It was
really
bizarre. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was, now it's a tennis center. What are you going to do? All right, let's get to the U.S. Open before I get in trouble for not talking.
Pickleball. That's what I do. Go ahead now.
Tim, what are you doing at the U.S. Open this year? Because normally, obviously, a longtime beat writer. And so now, what is your role as a volunteer this year?
I am just like the last 2 years. I'm working in the merchandise tent.
Ah.
And the first year, I did the scoreboards back in 2022 at Brookline at the country club.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, this is great. I couldn't believe I got it. I was on a wait list, and I finally got in. Well, they wanted a Fenway Park kind of feel to their tournament, so they had these old-time scoreboards everywhere. You know, the manual ones where magnetic letters and numbers and stuff. And occasionally you have a gaff where you spell, a name wrong, and people give you – I was going to say a bad word.
Yes.
People give you a lot of guff. But then I showed up at L.A., and all of a sudden they only had one manual scoreboard, and that was just for tradition. They had all electronic scoreboards otherwise, and they put me in merchandise. I went, merchandise? What? Because I wanted to be among the people out in the masses,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. When you work merchandise, you're among the people, and you're in the masses, and it's air-conditioned. So this is my third year. I totally enjoy it. I mean, getting to know people and getting to, just do little odd jobs. Like I've been the last 3 or 4 days, I've been doing a cashier duty, which is fun as heck. And this guy comes through earlier today, and he goes to the guy working with me. He goes, you know who that is? And he's pointing to me, and he goes, no, he goes, that's the King of Columbus. And the guy was from like Dublin and stuff. But I mean, I still get, like even last year at Pinehurst, I must have met 100 people, who recognize me mainly from the Baskin and Phelps show.
That is true.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Todd Kilgore is off walking down one because I come in this one gate and have to walk all the way across the golf course, including the expressway to get here.
Yes.
This one guy goes, Tim May. I go, oh no, I'm in a hurry. I'm late. He goes, hey, I listen to you on Baskin and Phelps, man. He's from Mansfield and stuff. He starts going on about how good y'all show is and stuff. And I didn't want to refute what he was saying there because he was a pretty happy dude. But I told him I'd give him a shout out, so I just did.
That's funny.
You are making that up. There's no way. Tim, I've known you too long. You are totally making that up.
The guy was serving as a marshal on the number one hole fairway. Todd Kilgore.
Wow.
It's amazing because I have a hard time remembering my kids' names.
I have to pick your brain on this one. I love hearing these guys at the U.S. Open, best players in the world, say, this is the hardest golf course I've ever played. Why?
Well,
what makes it? Is it the layout? Is it the undulation? What is it, Tim? And you're there. You're looking at it. What's it look like?
Number one, it's very, the guy who invented the stimp meter, supposedly came from here, was around here. And that's why he invented it, because the greens here were so fast way back when, because they worked. Since the time the place opened, they worked on making these the fastest greens in the world that they could be. And the members all claim they like to put on 16, 17 greens. I go, okay. But I think they measured 16 yesterday. I don't know why anybody. Matter of fact, I do know. I was talking to one of the members yesterday while I was watching some of the golf. And he goes, it's the most fun is not when we play it. It's when we bring somebody else, a guest who's never played it, to play it. And we watch their reactions to putts that you barely tap and they go 85 feet, or in some cases 90 yards and just right on down the line. So since the guy who founded this place, that phones guy who was in steel, steel, the steel business, in right. essence, he sold out because he thought he was going to be dying in 6 months because he got a misdiagnosis about spots on his eyes. Actually, because he looked at a welding torch too long, but this one doctor said it was, I think, the first sign of Parkinson's or something. And so he went to Scotland because he's a big golfer, went to Scotland, played, and came back and found out he wasn't dying. And he decided to buy this land and build a golf course much like the ones he played on. you know, big, wide open, link style course. And from that day on, from the first day it opened, almost really until now, it's still the same tradition. They try to make it harder the next time you play it than the last time you played it. Because that's their deal, man. There's no windmills on this one.
Yeah, like
there's no trees either, except one I'm looking at right now. I'm up here by the second green and third tee. There's only one tree within the golf course now.
Can you describe the rough there? How deep and thick? And I mean, I'm watching it. I don't know. I'm watching it. It's like up to your waist, and I mean, it's amazing.
I posted a couple of videos on Twitter where the guys were mowing, and they were using push mowers. The field crew here,
yep,
and they were our maintenance crew here, and they were, I think it was like 17 guys in one of those, if you count them, going serpentine as they went through this one area. But it looked like they weren't even cutting any grass. That's what was weird about it. I know they got a mulching mower and stuff, but they were barely just kind of trimming it. You know how you go into the barber's and give me a trim? I know you do, Andy, because you got that TV.
That is true. That
TV kind of thing. You just want a little touch-up.
Jeff's in the room. Don't say anything.
Yeah, but I've never seen a grounds crew obsess over rough like they have the last several days of making sure it's puffed up. Everybody has like an equal shot. But I was just talking to a guy just now before you guys called. His name's Frankie Harris. His son is, I forgot his name, but his name's Harris, last name. He's from a place in North Carolina, but he made the field.
Wow.
And but he was sitting right here at this volunteer section with me because he had to kind of, it's kind of like hot and muggy here again today. And he was, you know, needed a break. And, but we were talking about that and he goes, if you miss, it's like that old classic thing, right? If you're going to miss the fairway, miss it 20 yards. Don't miss it 3 yards. Because 3 yards, nobody's been walking in it. You'll be the first person to touch it, you know, like going to the moon. And, but if you're like 10, 15 yards off, it's where I think they used to call them spectators here, not patrons. It's where the spectators have been. It's a much easier shot, you know, and a recovery shot. So, but yeah, it's 5 inches tall. I've walked through it a couple times. Kind of reminds me, you know, those little paths they mow from the tee box to the beginning of the fairway, like they have those here. You know those things?
Yes.
Yes.
What I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, supposedly Ben Hogan was playing in a tournament a long time ago. Well, of course, a long time ago. But he was playing in God's tournament just last night. No.
Damn, man. Come on.
Hit him straight.
He was playing. He was showing God how to hit a 2-iron. And supposedly he walked that morning. He had an early tee time, and he walked from the tee box to the fairway, and his pants legs got wet, you know, from walking through the dew. And he complained but he pointed it out to a reporter after the round. And next thing you know, that guy went out, the runner of the tournament or the course, the next day there were paths from the tee boxes to the fairway. And it was because of Ben Hogan.
Hmm. I got one last question before we let you go, because I know you got to get back to work before you got to clock back in. Could Ohio host?
No, I'm done. My shift, man. 6:45. I'm done by 11.
All right, we'll go watch then after this. But listen, could Ohio host a U.S. Open? I mean, we've had Inverness has done it before. They were the last one in 79. Canterbury here in Northeast Ohio had it. Scioto in Columbus had it in 1926. Is there a course in Ohio that could host the U.S. Open?
Scioto's hosted a couple of senior opens. They're going to host another one, I think. Is it next year, I think? You know, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I'm watching these guys hit. They tried to make this course as long as they could, cut the par down from 71 to 70, because number 9 is a usual par 5, I think, here for the members, because it's straight uphill to the toward the clubhouse. And so they're bending over backwards here to make it tough, but then they also have the rough and the ridiculously hard greens, which I think are kind of cool, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, on this 2-green I'm standing next to right now, or sitting next to right now, you know, the son of Fones would go up there and drop a ball at the top of it, and if it didn't roll all the way off the green, he'd make the guys pack it down even more.
Wow.
You know, they got those little greens, smoothers, you know, that look like little mini packers, those little packers they do asphalt with. They got those running all through the night here to get the greens back in shape. It's pretty funny. But anyway, bottom line is, you know, Muirfield is about as long as they can make it, for example.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can grow the rough, and they can make the fairways more narrow if you give them a couple of years. But then the members would have to sign off on stuff. But, you know, Muirfield is equipped to host an Open just by the way it's built, the accessibility for the most part, and all that kind of stuff. But, no, you know, I think they've pretty much settled on where they're going in the future. I mean, now they've got like a regular schedule, like
rotation.
Pinehurst number two is on it. This place, Oakmont's on it. A couple others, I think. Shinnecock Hills might be on it.
Yeah, they're good till 50.
Next year.
Yeah, they're good till 51.
Bethpage.
Yeah. My point is, there's hardly a place to wedge your way in, you know, anymore. I guess is my point.
There's a couple openings. The next opening would be in 2043. Just so you know.
I think
that's
Inverness.
True. That's true.
Yeah, I know. Inverness obviously has hosted majors. I mean, Inverness, I think they could maybe lengthen that a little bit or whatever they have to do to make it a challenge. I do agree with this before you go, though.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I would agree with is the Open is not set up to identify good golfers. It's not set up to identify the great golfer of that day or that week or that year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's too much to ask guys who practice 4 and 5 hours a day to hit the ball straight, go get it, and hit it again straight with a little bit of English on it, and then make 2 putts for par. I don't think that's asking as much as most people make it. But the thing is, it's like when you're hitting out of the rough, it's punitive as hell here, man.
Tim, as always, you know we love talking to you, and we'll be talking to you probably about Buckeyes next. Try to see if you can get me a T-shirt on your way out the door there. Especially when they go on sale.
Giveaways.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those giveaways.
When they go on sale as soon as you leave there. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
See you, brother.
All right. Thank you. Oh, man. 11 Warriors, but covers everything. Spent a long time with the Dispatch. He is Tim May. He is a super friend of the show. He's been with us since day one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've talked about the NFL. We've talked about the Cavs today. We've talked about the NBA playoffs. We've talked about the NHL playoffs. We've talked about, what am I missing?
Well, there's baseball.
Baseball. We talked about baseball today. We talked about...
Well, there's the U.S. Open.
The guards. We talked about the U.S. Open. So there's been a ton of stuff to talk about. But, when we look back on the entire week, obviously the biggest story, I think, of the week for us was Braun's minicamp. And I don't know if I'm more optimistic than I was when this thing started a week ago. And I'm still trying to figure out what they're going to be.
Were you optimistic a week ago?
I'm still a little bit optimistic. I'm excited, I think, to see how this quarterback thing shakes out. You know, is it a playoff excitement? No, I don't feel it, man. I just don't. And there's just too many questions. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have enough to win. You don't. It's the NFL. Yeah, I mean, you're not skating by with a If you can't put more than two touchdowns on the board, you're not going to win. I've said it 10,000 times in the last 6 months. It's the way this team was all last year. You've got to get in the end zone three times. You do. And then you better hope you make your extra points. And I want to be optimistic about what's going on right now. I want to feel good about the future. But the fact that we don't know who the quarterback's going to be, we've got a 1-4 shot of that. There's still a little feeling in the back in like the back of my brain that says Deshaun Watson could still be the quarterback by the end of the season or to start next season. That hasn't gone away. There's too much money on the line there. And I know, oh, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're this. No, I'm not. Because I know there's too much money there. And, you know, they're still going to be looking for a return on investment. Even if you say, well, you know, we swung and missed on that. If he's still around here, that there's always going to be a chance for him to step on the field. So no quarterback, and then the lack of depth at the wide receiver position scare the you-know-what out of me. And so am I more optimistic about where the Browns are today than they were when they started minicamp? No, I'm not. And, you know, sometimes Vegas doesn't lie. And, you know, I was looking at FanDuel's numbers. And if you want to go in and bet the season for next year, you have three options: over under 3.5, over under 5.5, over under 7.5. And if you want to know where that compares, the Ravens, it's over under 9.5, over under 11.5, and over under 13.5. Those are all the betting wagers you can put between, you know, when you look at the Ravens and you look at the Browns. And that just says to me, like, they've got a long way to go to earn respect across the league. Are you more optimistic? What are you?
I'm not more optimistic. You know, we're going to hear nothing but positive news coming out of mandatory minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? They're not wearing pads. They're not scrimmaging against anybody else. They're just practicing. They're not tackling. Quarterbacks better look good because nobody's trying to knock their head off.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. It should be a reason for optimism. I'm still hard-pressed to see this team finishing in the top two in the division. And I think, Andy, it'll be a challenge to finish anywhere but fourth. Now, you can. It happens all the time in the NFL. See, that's the one thing I think everybody needs to remember. Just because they were 3-14 last year doesn't mean they're doomed to be 5-12 this year. Doesn't happen that way in the NFL. I mean, you stay healthy. One quarterback gets hot. Your running game's pretty good. Lance Reisland with us before said the offensive and defensive lines look great. Well, that's where you win football games. I mean, you could turn it around real quickly. But, man, I think it's a challenge. You know, you're in a division with Baltimore, always going to be good. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. I mean, they have some talent. And now Pittsburgh brings in Aaron Rodgers, who at the very least is a wild card. So I think it's going to be a challenge to finish third or higher, but it doesn't mean it can't be done.
I haven't asked you this too, and we haven't really had a chance to talk about it since last week, but how does Aaron Rodgers change the dynamic of the Steelers for you? Does it give you...
I don't know.
Do you think they're an instant... Is that instant pudding for making the playoffs?
No.
Is it... Mike Tomlin
alone. It wasn't in New York, but the Jets were a mess. The Steelers aren't quite as much of a mess, and I have a ton of respect for that organization. But it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean they're going to be good. They could be. If Rodgers plays like he played in New York last year, they could be pretty good because he actually wasn't bad. You know, he was on a bad team.
If you want to think about what the difference is between the Browns and the Bengals, too, remember I said that the highest bet you can do on FanDuel right now is 7.5. So you're either saying, you know, the Browns are going to win 7.5 or lose less than 7.5 games. The Bengals start at 7.5. So they're 7.5, 9.5, 11.5. So like everybody else. I mean, so, you know, Joe Burrow, if he's healthy and he plays like he did last, all he's got to do is play like he did last year, and their defense plays better in the beginning of the season, look out. It's going to be a three-way race, and we're going to be on the outside looking in, as usual, which I can't stand. It just bums me out. I hate thinking that once you walk into the season that you really don't have a chance, but I think the rest of the world is looking at the Browns that way. Are they going to be able to be better than that when they hit the field? I hope so. Man, I really want to. I want to be optimistic. I think we all want to be optimistic, but we've seen too many seasons like this where you walk into it and you say to yourself, they don't have a quarterback. They've got one or two wide receivers. Maybe the running game's going to be good. Yeah. Maybe. What can Kevin do with these quarterbacks?
You know, just think of it this way. And you just mentioned quarterback. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, whatever he's going to be. You'd take all three of those guys over anybody the Browns have right now. Even Aaron Rodgers with the question mark. And that's where, that to me is exactly why I think the Browns are going to be hard-pressed to finish anywhere other than fourth. It doesn't mean they can't. You know, and if, let's say it's Flacco, let's say it's whatever quarterback it is, if it's Kenny Pickett, if he goes out and runs the offense, they run the ball well and the Lions are really good, you have a chance to win a football game. A lot of football games. You know, your defensive line is good, you can win a lot of football games. Your offensive line is good, you can win a lot of football games. And I think the Browns have a chance to do that. But man, in this division, I mean, look at those quarterbacks.
Jeff, it's not even
Andy,
about
those. Those are two surefire and one on his way to being a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Lamar Jackson is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Joe Burrow is on his way to being a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Do yourself a favor. Don't look at the schedule.
Oh, the first six games are brutal.
Bengals, at least that's at home. That's like might be like the one place where, okay, the Browns play well.
Means very little.
But at least you got the Bengals who they've, you know, you can breathe. Maybe you can beat the Bengals. I mean, they've traditionally they've been able to hang with them, but then it's Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings in London. Ugh. And then on a short week, because you got to figure it feels like a short week when you have to go to London and then come back. You're at Pittsburgh the next week after that. Ouch. I want to talk about that Ohio State story. And I don't know if the fans have a right to be upset or if the school has a right to be upset about what time they actually play. But earlier this week, guess what? The athletic director talked about it. What did he say? We'll tell you next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.